Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sabres end their season with a win last night in Tampa. 4-2, the final score. They finish with 84 points, at least 5 points outside the playoffs as the season comes to a close. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter, joining us on the line right now to wrap it all up. All right, Paul, nice way to end the season, but too late for the Sabres. Is that kind of maybe the theme of the year? It was just too late? They started off slow? And no matter how well they performed down the stretch, it was just going to be hard to make it up.
Well, the pressure was off. They in the three games they played after they got eliminated, they went 2-0-1, played pretty well. And played pretty well when they were 10, 11 points down. But when they got to the nitty-gritty, when they were like 4 points down, playing games that would pull them to within two of the playoffs, they failed miserably, and that happened more than once. That happened a couple of times, and they just don't seem to be a mentally tough team. And, and here they are 7 points less than they had last year, and a team that wasn't even close to scoring it. I mean, Kucherov picked up his 99th assist last night. The Sabres don't even have a 70-point score, and he has 99 assists. So, and 142 points. So, yeah, that's, a lot different than what we were talking about last year.
It is kind of crazy how much it's fallen. You mentioned the mental toughness of the team, which it's always one of those things that, I don't know, like how do you gauge that? We did get a pretty good view of the Sabres in that, what you mentioned. Anytime they were close, you know, they had these big games in Detroit a couple of times over the last month or so. They just fall down. I mean, what is behind that, and how do you begin to change it?
I think a lot of it is the coddling that they get from the coaching staff that, last year was the pressure of the race. And last year there was the pressure of the race, and that was the first time many of them went through it. That's why I think they did the right thing. It didn't bring in a bunch of veterans and everything and let these guys experience that. But to me, that's where the pressure was, and that, to me, is where it should end. But this year, we're talking about the pressure of new contracts, and we're talking about the pressure of this and the pressure of that. And, and I always bring up the fact that the three Hughes brothers in the NHL, they're young players, and they have pressure. And Kale McCarr, he's a young player. He has pressure. They seem to be able to get through it. And I think too much, I think they give the players outs. It's like, well, you'll be better coming out the other side. And we understand there's pressure of playing under your new contract, and we understand there's pressure for this, and we understand there's pressure for that. And to my question is, when does the pressure stop? I mean, are we always just going to sit there and find pressure, and that's going to be why these guys don't play? I mean, how did they get to the NHL if they can't handle pressure?
What happens next is every, fan's big question, right? I would say, maybe a month or so ago, it seemed like, Don Granato will be back. He'll be the coach of this team next year. And I really didn't think it was going to go any other way. But I don't know. It was those games in the stretch, the, game against Ottawa when they were still in it, the game against Detroit, the folding under pressure. Is there a different feeling? Has that changed at all?
I think it depends, you know, how Terry Pegula feels about it. You know, I don't think Kevin Adams, you know, has it in his head that he wants to fire Don Granato, but, you know, we don't know. Terry Pegula hasn't spoken since 2020, so we don't know what he's thinking or what he's talking about or how he feels about it, or if he wants to pay a coach that hasn't even started his 2-year contract extension yet. You know, we don't know how he feels about it, but I think if Don Granato does end up being fired, I think that would come from Terry Pegula, you know, in their talks, which could be, you know, happening today. Last year they did locker cleanout the next day. This year there's going to be a day in between, so, you know, there might be meetings and those types of things going on today between coaches and GMs and owners and that type of thing.
You mentioned we haven't heard really from Terry Pegula at all, so we don't really have a measuring stick at, you know, where what he's thinking about this. But does the building, like, force your hand at all if you're the Sabres? Because, you know, I'm at most of the games, Paul, and it's just, you know, we're sitting there. It's kind of sad to look around and, you know, it's, what, 3/4 full, maybe 2/3 full on most nights. And people who are at the game are into it, but it's pretty empty. And now you're going into next season after a little bit of a disappointment, and it's just, it's got to be hard to sell people on excitement if all you're going to do is change a couple of third liners and bring everyone else back.
Well, I've always said this about GMs, and they have to have a plan, and they have to have the idea that they are going to follow through on it. And the minute they start listening to you, me, or fans, they should be fired that day. And, you know, they have a plan that they feel is going to get the team there. If the team no longer thinks that plan is viable, they should get rid of that GM and find a new one. But I just, you just can't be listening to the roller coaster of fan comments or media comments or everything else. You have to have the conviction that you're doing the right thing and you have the right plan, and it can't be dictated by what fans are saying or what they're chanting or what they're doing. You have to, you know, stick to it and say, all right, this is the plan, and you know what, my plan's going to work, and when if my plan goes the way I think it's going to go, the fans will be fine.
I guess what I'm trying to say here, Paul, is that, you know, I agree with you. You don't just go with the whim of the fans. The problem is there is no fan chanting for anything. I mean, sure, some in the arena are, but there's empty seats. Paul, you go out to bars here when the games are playing, they're not on at the games. I chat you your ear off about the Sabres because you're the only one who I can find who will talk about the hockey team with me. Like, do you have to at some point do something just to spark some interest in the town again?
No, absolutely not. If you don't think Kevin Adams' plan is going to work or is not working, you let him go. It's as simple as that. And if you like his plan and you think it's going to work and this is just a blip on the road, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we're in the next year where it will, but you know what, our plan's going to work and the fans will come back when our plan works and that type of thing. So that's what he has to look at.
I hope so. I hope they come back. You know, Paul, it was my bright side stat of the day, still with 84 points, better than any of the Eichel-era Sabres teams. Isn't that amazing?
It is, because that was, I mean, you're talking about a team that had Eichel, Reinhardt, O'Reilly, Evander Kane. Those are four very high-end forwards. How in the world do you finish in last place in the league or second last place in the league with talent like that on your team? But that talent, there's a perfect example of talent that never meshed together. High-end talent, but it was talent that never could never mesh.
See, always could be worse. Paul, thank you, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter, joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.